This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. GOP Representative Lauren Boebert has drawn another challenger for her seat, this time a fellow Republican. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Grand Junction attorney Jeff Hurd is challenging Boebert for the Republican nomination for the 3rd Congressional District. He says he's running to help rural Colorado thrive and would be a representative focused more on doing something than being someone. He joins Russ Andrews, a financial advisor in Carbondale, who's also trying to primary Boebert. It'll be a tough climb for both candidates, first to get enough support to make the ballot, but also to challenge an incumbent, especially one who's expected to get significant national support. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Preschoolers are returning to class this week. Thousands of families have qualified for the state's free universal pre-K program, but many families only received 15 hours per week instead of the 30 promised by the state after the program ran out of money. CPR's Jenny Brundine says parents and education officials have also criticized the process of matching students to schools.
People without young children may not fully appreciate just how much childcare in preschool costs. Some families pay double their mortgage every month. Rebecca Burris works in a Littleton preschool to get a discount for her child. The 15 free hours on top of that couldn't come at a better time. Her husband was in an accident in June.
I'm really pleased that we'll be able to save some money here in the fall to help pay off those bills coming in.
But she says waiting for the state to match families into a UPK participating program was nerve-wracking.
CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine. It's 7:06.